Hello, good morning. This is Tom from the billing department of Prime Care of Georgia. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. I believe we had just gotten disconnected. This is Joy with Blue Cross Blue Shield. I am still looking into the claim for Emily Hawk, data service 627.
Yes, so I have opened the account for the Emily Hawk for the date of service June 27 of
2025. Yes. So what I am seeing here is that the claim was actually filed for an existing patient.
Yes.
Office visit. Okay,
yes.
Now let me ask this. She stated that she was coming in for her routine OBGYN exam.
Okay.
So that claim would need to be actually refiled as a corrected claim for the routine GYN visit.
So can you please provide me, it is routine GYN, right?
Yes.
Routine GYN, G as in Golf, Y as in Yankee, N as in November, right?
Yes. Well, OBGYN, yes. G as in Girl, Y as in Yankee, N as in November.
OBGYN, correct?
Yes, correct.
Routine OBGYN checkup.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so... So the patient has not performed the cytopath CV thin layer?
So yes, most of what was submitted, okay, was for a GYN exam. However, that is supposed to be fully covered, and it was sent in as an office visit. And it should have been sent in, if that was incorrect, okay, it should have been sent in for a routine visit. So we do need a corrected claim sent in for that data service.
Okay, so I'm not able to understand, but can you please try to explain me for, we have built the CPT code 99215, that is for the office visit, right, for the established patient only. And you are asking that we need to bill the routine OBGYN checkup, right?
Correct.
Okay. So one more thing I need to ask you about this claim. For 88142 and G0101 has been, what is the status of these two CPT codes?
The rest of the claim is okay. It's just where it's pulling the copay for the office visit as an established patient. That should actually be for a routine visit.
Yeah, I understand that totally, that we need to bill the routine OBGYN checkup, CPT code.
Yes.
But actually, initially, these three CPT codes has been billed for this date of service, right? As you can see, the procedure codes.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, so one is the 99215 that has been paid. Okay,
but the whole issue is with the 99215 is that it's not supposed to be charging a copay because it's 100% covered. What happened was when the claim came in, it actually is processed as a copay that it should have been covered. So that particular line for that claim should be billed as routine.
So,
it's got to be a corrected claim that needs to come in for that line.
Yes, sure. We will send the corrected claim, but we need to remove 99215 and add this routine OBGYN checkup, or we need to bill this 99215 as well?
No. No, routine OBGYN visit is what needs to be on there. It's not supposed to be billed for an established patient for an
office
visit.
Okay, great. I understood that. And could you please just forward me the status for the 88142 and G0101, that why these two codes has been denied?
Let me take a look at that for you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the other two lines were fully paid on this particular claim. We just need the first line adjusted. That's all we need is a different, but the other two lines, line two and three, need to come in exactly as they are, and the first line needs to be changed. So we just need a corrected claim submitted.
Yes, I understand.
So it pays at 100%.
Yes, I understand that. What you are trying to say is, but as I have the explanation of benefit for the date of service, July 11 of 2025, in that I can see that 88142 and G0101 has been denied as an inclusive.
Okay, once we get a corrected claim in, those lines will also process through.
Okay, great. I understand that. Okay, great. So just a moment, let me just check which CPT code would be for this routine checkup of OBGYN, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment, please.
Okay. I'm going to have to stop if you are, because he... Mm-mm.